It's Tuesday, October 8th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel, reporting from CompTIA's EMEA Member and Partner Conference in London. One big thing today, CompTIA lays out its 2025 vision with big goals in testing, expansion, training, influence, and changing learning. This is the Business of IT. CompTIA CEO Todd Thibodeau presented his 2025 vision for CompTIA today, outlining 8 major initiatives for the organization to achieve in the coming years. He outlined goals around online testing, targeting 60% of individuals testing online.
Just think about our business. So exams and training for us is really profitable. It pays for everything else that we do. So every little bit that we can get incrementally above our trend means we can pour more money back into the industry.
He discussed CompTIA's goals for their community initiatives as regards to community expansion.
And then the last one, having at least one thriving community on every continent.
The goal of achieving a global reach for their certification business sets targets of at least 40% of CompTIA's revenue to come from non-U.S. sales, and products will be launched in multiple languages concurrently. Additionally, CompTIA will diversify its product line with material from introductory all the way to managerial. In regards to influence, Thibodeau outlined his vision for CompTIA.
Influence is another big area for us. And we really want to expand this to beyond influence, not just in the U.S., but globally as well. So we want to be known as the most powerful lobbying force in the tech industry. So whether that's in Brussels, whether that's in Washington, D.C., whether that's in state houses across the U.S., we want to be that group.
CompTIA is additionally planning a training academy, which will address college as a competitor to training.
So one of the things that's happening today is lots of training organizations that are out there outside the apprenticeship model here in the UK, they train people and then just kind of set them adrift to go find a job. And we don't think that that's a good model for people to follow. So what we want to create is a model where we train people and get them a job at the same time. So we decided to create this accredited academy, which would get a U.S. accreditation.
He also outlined a unique new approach that CompTIA is working on for training.
But this fourth stage that we're looking at here is something that we're calling virtual competency assessment. So the ability for us to create a virtual world where a learner, or a student, or a prospective job candidate for you has to work in a virtual world for, say, 3 or 4 hours a day for 3 or 4 days over a period of time. They have to respond to tasks. They have to answer emails. They have to do things in a timely way. They have to meet deadlines, work with coworkers. So they have to demonstrate soft skills. They have to demonstrate their technical skills. So we're going to be working very soon with a university in the U.S. that's at the forefront of developing some of these types of simulation games, with the idea of developing a whole bunch of different job role-based programs which will be focused around demonstrating this true competence.
His final area of focus was on the foundation, with a goal of their IT-ready operations to exist in the largest 50 U.S. cities and 5 other countries. Why do we care? CompTIA acknowledges that there is a near-zero level of unemployment in technology, and their way to increase the workforce is to invest in growing it. They are clearly taking a long-term approach to changing the way workers are trained, and long-term investments require nurturing and expertise. As a community-led organization, if skilled workers are a problem, this is one way to get involved. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. 3 experts, 3 topics, 30 minutes, and 1 focus on making money in IT. Catch the show on your favorite podcatcher or on mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of IT. You can find us online at mspradio.com or find us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Like what you hear? Share our Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube feeds to help grow the audience, and we'll see you tomorrow.